The Batesville Police Department says charges are pending following the execution of a search warrant Thursday morning tied to a child exploitation investigation. According to a report, officers executed a search warrant on February the 12th at a Batesville residence after receiving information from the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. The investigation involves alleged sex crimes against a child. Chief Scarborough said investigators seized evidence from the home, detained multiple individuals, and conducted interviews. No arrests were made at this time. Members of the 16th Judicial District Drug Task Force assisted in the operation. The investigation remains ongoing. And a Honeywell man was arrested Thursday morning in Howe County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, 21-year-old Ryan P. Burke of Honeywell was taken into custody at 9:55 a.m. on February the 12th. Burke is charged with felony probation violation warrant out of Greene County, Arkansas, a felony Howe County warrant for non-support, and being a fugitive from out of state, and also driving while revoked. He is being held in the Howe County Jail on no bond. A Norwood man sustained serious injuries in a motorcycle crash Wednesday morning in Douglas County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred at 9:35 a.m. on February the 12th on Missouri 76, 5 miles east of Ava. Troopers report a 59-year-old man from Norwood was traveling eastbound on a 2002 Harley-Davidson when the motorcycle ran off the right side of the roadway and struck a fence, ejecting the driver. The driver suffered serious injuries and was transported by Cox Ambulance to Cox South Hospital in Springfield for treatment. And two Salem residents were seriously injured in a crash Wednesday on U.S. Highway 60, about 2 miles east of Seymour at Star Road. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred when a 49-year-old woman from Salem driving a 2015 Chevrolet Malibu failed to yield and pulled into the path of a 2015 Lincoln MKZ driven by a 55-year-old woman from Granby, Missouri. The Salem driver and her 27-year-old male passenger sustained serious injuries from the crash, and the Granby woman suffered moderate injuries as well. All three individuals were transported to the Cox South Hospital in Springfield for treatment. The crash still remains under investigation. The Willow Springs School District has announced leadership appointments for the 2026-27 school year. Chris Cochran has been named principal. Cochran currently serves as assistant principal within the district and will transition into the lead administrative role. Casey Yardley has been selected as assistant principal. Yardley joins Willow Springs from the Eminent School District, where he currently serves as the athletic director and physical education teacher. District officials say they look forward to the leadership and experience both individuals will bring to the school in the upcoming academic year. And also in our news today, legendary Southern rock group the Kentucky Headhunters are set to perform at the Fulton County Fairgrounds for a live concert on Saturday, May 23rd. The Grammy Award-winning band is best known for multiple hits including Dumas Walker, Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine, and Oh Lonesome Me. Organizers say the family-friendly show will be one of the featured highlights of the annual Fulton County Homecoming Festival. Tickets are scheduled to go on sale Friday, February the 20th. Information regarding ticket outlets has not been released at this time. Additional details are expected to be announced as the event approaches.